From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Kansas and Oklahoma are recovering after a series of tornadoes swirled across the state, killing several people. Michael Cross of member station KOSU reports that winds picked up some cars and trucks on Interstate 40 east of Oklahoma City and tossed them into nearby fields.
Emergency management officials are now confirming 5 people have been killed by a major storm which swept through central Oklahoma. 2 have died in Oklahoma County and 3 in the town of Tecumseh, southeast of Oklahoma City. Emergency management officials also say at least 50 people are reporting injuries. Reports are coming out that at least 30 homes were damaged, with 40 to 50 destroyed just in the Oklahoma City area. Meteorologists say there could be more severe storms for the state through the rest of the week. For NPR News, I'm Michael Cross in Oklahoma City.
Congressional hearings will open on what caused the Deepwater Horizon oil rig to explode, killing 11 workers and causing a massive oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. And NPR's Debbie Elliott reports that in New Orleans, federal investigators will examine evidence of what happened.
The joint investigation by the Minerals Management Service and the Coast Guard will try to piece together events leading up to the explosion and fire that sunk the rig and resulted in an underwater gusher. At a public hearing that starts today, a Marine Board of Investigation will hear testimony from the search and rescue team that responded to the April 20th explosion. Also on the witness list are 2 inspectors and a permitting officer with the MMS, the agency that regulates offshore oil and gas production. Rig workers have said the blowout was triggered by methane gas erupting from the well, and it's not known why a device called a blowout preventer failed. BP has been unable to get it to work or to stop the flow nearly a mile under the sea. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, New Orleans.
Republicans say they will question Supreme Court nominee Elena Kagan extensively during her confirmation hearings. Republican Senator Jeff Sessions of Alabama tells NPR Kagan's days as dean of the Harvard Law School and her lack of judicial experience will be up for discussion.
How well she does is going to be very important, and how well she allays concerns that she might be the kind of judge that often are quite favored in places like the Harvard faculty that show activism.
But it's widely believed Republicans will not be able to put together enough votes to stop Solicitor General Kagan's confirmation. Forecasters expect the volcanic cloud from Iceland to move northeast in Europe today across the Iberian Peninsula and into southeastern France. The latest ash cloud is still disrupting airline schedules, although not as severely as earlier clouds. Scientists say they do not know how long the volcano's eruption will last. This is NPR News. Afghan President Hamid Karzai meets today with Secretary of State Hillary Clinton on the second day of his 4-day visit to Washington, D.C. NPR's Jackie Northam reports on what's expected and says Clinton has worked effectively with Karzai in the past.
Among senior administration officials, Secretary of State Clinton is said to have one of the more stable relationships with and calming influences on President Karzai. She's the one who smoothed ruffled Afghan feathers over the past few months when relations between the two governments became seriously frayed. The two are going to sit down for face-to-face talks at the State Department. Clinton will then host a reception later in the day. Most of Karzai's cabinet will spend the day at the State Department for a series of talks with their American counterparts. Among the subjects for discussion are negotiations with the Taliban, development, economic and government reform, and corruption. The Afghan contingent is also expected to raise the issue of civilian casualties. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.
News agencies say more than a dozen insurgent fighters are dead in Afghanistan after Afghan and international troops conducted a military operation in the southern Helmand region. The Associated Press quotes Afghanistan's Interior Ministry saying 6 militants have been arrested in the operation. Thousands of Afghan, NATO, and U.S. troops are in the region. They're trying to reduce the heavy influence of the Taliban there, especially in the city of Kandahar, where the Taliban leadership ousted by the U.S. after the 9/11 attacks got its start. President Obama is taking another step to improve relations with Russia. He says he wants the U.S. and Russia to resume a nuclear energy agreement that's been on hold, and he's asking Congress to back him. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.